Well, good morning, Grace Church. Well, can I just say that my heart is full of thanks this morning? Because yesterday's event was just wonderful. It was so much fun to gather with the people of God and to share in such a bountiful meal and to be completely overwhelmed by an entire foyer filled with dessert. It was a sermon in temptation as you wandered around and saw all the good stuff. And, you know, as Craig mentioned, we had about a little over 150 people here, about 153 folks here. And just such a spirit of thanksgiving, and there was laughter, and what a joy to be a part of. And it reminds me that we're coming into a season, this is the time of year when we celebrate Thanksgiving as a nation. When we'll gather together, ideally, you know, I know a lot of families get together and they just take the time to give thanks for all the blessings that we have received down through the year. And you know, if you're not in Christ, I can imagine that a lot of times those blessings all have to do with the material. Thank you that I still have a job. Thank you that there's food on my table. Thank you that I have a bed to sleep in. Thank you that I'm healthy. Thank you. And the list goes on and on. But for me, one of the things that I find in this time is the most compelling thing that I thank God for, and I like to pause at Thanksgiving to give thanks for, is that I am a child of God. Not by my own doing, not by works that I might boast in those, but rather I'm a child of God because of what Christ has done for me. And you are a child of God because of what Christ has done for you. And what has he done, gang? What has he done? He has come into the world. He sent his one and only Son to come and die on a cross to pay the penalty of our sin that was ours to pay. And he said, if we will put our faith in Christ's death and resurrection, that all that he accomplished on that cross, that is the payment for our sin, will be made on our behalf. And we will receive a newness of life. We will be called those who are forgiven. We will be those who are called free. We are those who are told that we have the indwelling Spirit of the Holy God resting within us. We are told that we have the promise of eternal life. We are told that we have been given everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who has called us by His own glory and grace. We have been given blessing upon blessing upon blessing. We're promised that His mercies are new every morning. We're promised that if we come to Him and we ask Him to fill us and we ask Him to give us strength for the day, that He will give in abundance. If we need wisdom, He says, I will lavish wisdom upon you. Oh, we have so much to be thankful for. And so as I came in this morning, And I had my time of prayer this morning. To be honest, what I planned on preaching, I couldn't do. I couldn't do. Instead, my heart was drawn to Psalm 136. And I want to read this. This is a communal reading. So if you have your Bible with you, you might want to open up to Psalm 136. Now, I can't promise you that this is well thought out. And to be honest, I'm a little shaky this morning. I'm feeling a little fearful. But you know, as I was praying on this morning, it just kept ringing in my head, this passage. It just kept coming up and up and up and up. And I thought, that's no secret. That's no surprise. And so I think what we're going to do is we're going to change gears here a little bit. And I'm going to ask you to go along with the flow. This is Psalm 136, and what I'd like to do this morning is I'd like to start by reading it and having you do the communal response. And the communal response is, His love endures forever, okay? So here we go. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good.
His love endures forever.
Give thanks to the God of gods. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. To him who alone does great wonders. Who by his understanding made the heavens. Who spread out the earth upon the waters. Who made the great lights. The sun to govern the day. The moon and stars to govern the night. To him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt and brought Israel out from among them with a mighty hand and outstretched arm. To him who divided the Red Sea asunder and brought Israel through the midst of it. But swept Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea. To him who led his people through the desert. Who struck down great kings. And killed mighty kings. Sihon, king of the Amorites. And Og, king of Bashan. And gave their land as an inheritance. An inheritance to his servant Israel. To the one who remembered us in our low estate and freed us from our enemies. Who gives food to every creature. Give thanks to the God of heaven. As we look through this, I hope it amazes you if you look at this passage. Because it starts with words of praise, right? Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. And then what it does is it begins to outline all the ways that God has been good to his people. And if you look carefully, we see the story of Israel. We see the story of the creation here. We see that He freed the people in verse 10. To him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, we see the mention of the plagues. We see his freeing the people from their bondage in Egypt. We see this parting of the Red Sea, how he brought them across the Red Sea into the wilderness, and he wandered, and where they wandered, and we see his provision there. We see how he struck down their enemies as they found their way out of the land of Egypt, out of that place of enslavement, and they found themselves dependent on God. And as they found themselves increasingly dependent on God, what was he doing? He was striking down their enemies along the way. He was making provision for them all along the route. We see hints of the cross here. We see hints. And it says, to the one who remembered us in our low estate, that is, in our guilt, in our shame, he freed us from our enemies. He freed you and I from our enemies. And we see images. We can see a picture of what Jesus has done for you and I. So this morning, I was praying, I said, this word, his love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord. And I thought, that's what we need to do this morning. That's what we need to do this morning. We need to give thanks to God for all that he has done. We need to be able, as the people of God, to rejoice in what God has done. So what I'd like to do is this. This is the scary part. I'm going to ask the ushers to get a couple of microphones. And I'm going to ask if you want to give praise to God and want to thank him for what he has done for you, okay? What you have seen him do for you, then I'm going to ask just you raise your hand and we'll bring you a mic and you can offer him praise. And after each person has offered their praise, we can say, his love endures forever. You hold 1 second. So what we're going to do is this. I'm going to start by a word of prayer because I'd like you to collect your thoughts, okay? I want you to collect your thoughts because I know it's scary to speak. I know that. But today we have an opportunity as the body of Christ to offer him praise in a different kind of way. And so let me just offer a quick word. Father God, you are worthy of our praise. You are awesome and mighty and sovereign. And so, Father, this morning we want to give you praise as the body of Christ. We've gathered here and we've sung the songs of praise. And now, Father God, with our words, we want to offer you praise to the edification of the body and to glorify you. So, Father, take this time and use it and make it an act of worship to lift you up. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So, Christian, you wanted to share?
Okay, well, I think some people know that for a lot of my life, I was actively hostile to the gospel. And I just want to thank God for running me down for more than 2 decades while I spit in the faces of people who tried to talk to me about Jesus, told my children that I would never let them go to church. He did not stop running me down. He made it snow in the middle of the summertime so that I would have to lose a bet and that I would have to come here. And then I came here, and I found Jesus, and I found Wes, who was willing to trample every argument that I had with truth from the Bible. And then I found Jesus, and then I found my family, and then my children found Jesus, and that we get to come here every day and express how unbelievably grateful I am that Jesus loves me more than I loved myself. So I could talk about that forever.
Amen. His love endures forever. Someone else. Lydia, right here.
Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation so full and free.
Amen. His love endures forever. Someone else, we had someone in the back.
Yes, I have a grandson here, Tyler Petromal, and he has special needs, and he was born, and he needed to be fed by a tube, and he's been such a blessing to us, but we worried about him because besides having only 4 or 5 people that could feed him through the tube, he also grew up during COVID, and we were worried about his social skills. And he just recently transitioned to Brookside School, and we were worried about that a lot. And we did a lot of praying, and he has done wonderful. He loves the other kids. He loves his teachers. We were worried about the bus ride. He thinks it's like a roller coaster. He loves it. And we praise the Lord for answering our prayers.
Amen. Love endures forever. Someone else, we have way in the, there's back here in the corner.
While I've had God's salvation for more years than we can count, this past year, God has become very close to me. In a couple of weeks, we will celebrate 1 year from when the train hit me, and I was without vision for 6 months, but God provided a surgeon to correct that vision. And then this past August, I got an infection in my foot, which put me in the hospital for 13 days. Went through a lot of trauma there, but God was by my side. Every person in that hospital who tended to me heard John 3:16 from me. God stayed with me. I was in rehab for 2 months. That was another nightmare. And without going into great detail about some of the things that happened, God was with me the whole time. And I thank God that I'm in my own home now. It's difficult adjusting with the changes that have been made, but God is with me and God has seen me through. And I just thank him so much. I'm so glad that I'm a part of the family of God, Pastor Wes.
Amen, amen. For his love endures forever. You up there in the back corner.
I just want to thank God for healing. My wife went through a pretty major surgery, and we were really nervous about it. But God really saw her through. I've also got a friend here, here today, and he went through an awful lot, and I'm really thankful for God seeing him through and bringing him back.
Amen. Amen. For his love endures forever. We have someone
one
right
more.
Over in this corner, over here.
One more since
oh,
we're over
we
here.
We have one more over there, and then
sorry.
Robin, there's someone over there.
As a lot of you know, back in July, I had some spinal surgery, and I almost died. But God showed me that he was not done with me yet, and he sent me people to show me that this is going to be a huge testimony for him, because I don't give up on God. I never give up on God, and we were even talking about that in Sunday school today. His love is so great, but he comforted me during that time, and I'm just so thankful for him.
So we thank him for his comfort, his comforting spirit, and his love endures forever. Right here.
For my grandson, Liam, who's 4 years old, who just went through his second open heart surgery for congenital heart failure or defects, but to look at him now a month later, he is vibrant, he's healthy, he's strong, and I give all the glory to God.
Mm-hmm. For God's mercy, and his love endures forever. Someone else? We have, right here.
18 days ago, I was in the hospital here in Kingston, and a doctor said, "You're having a heart attack right now." Praise the Lord, he was wrong. And I just thank the Lord for the wisdom that he gives to these people to actually diagnose and treat what was actually wrong with me, and that I did not have a heart attack.
Amen. Thank you for their wisdom and provision of good doctors, and his love endures forever. Yeah.
In January, I was diagnosed with cancer. I got a lot of support from the church. Wes texted me every day. People were praying for me. And one day I opened my Bible. It said, "Very truly, I tell you, have been doing, and they will be even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask for anything in my name, and I will do it. And I asked for my cancer to be cured, and it was. And I just want to thank everyone who prayed for me during that time, and for Wes. And I praise God for his works. Thank you."
We thank God for his provision. Again, for his love endures forever. We had one over here, actually. Yes, Laurel, and then I'll come right back there.
I just want to praise God for his protection. So he brought my kids and I through a dangerous living situation 10 years ago, and didn't only protect us physically, but he protected us spiritually, and he protected us from bitterness. And my kids are very strong in their faith now, and I want to praise him for his protection over my family.
Praise God for his protection and his provision. Endures forever. Very good. We have someone in the back here. Doris.
Ms. Doris, I've been going to this church, not this particular one, but for it seems like forever, because I'm old. But I'm very thankful for my family, and I want to just let people know that God, your family, and people that are praying for you, things will happen. I got married very, very young, at like 18, and there were difficult times, and my family prayed. And I just want to reach out to those young people, old people, whoever you are, never give up, and just keep praying for your family. And we'll be married now 59 years in April. And it's only by the grace of God that all these different things happened, and God just was so close. And as many of these people in here, all of you know, that had prayed for me, and I'm very thankful for my husband, who puts up with me, and for all people who do pray. Never give up. I know today it's so easy to get out. Don't give up, and just love God, and just keep on talking to people that they can pray for you.
Praise God for his power to have us persevere. For his love endures forever. We had one over here.
Scott and I, I'm Barbara Taylor, Scott and I have been members of this church for about, I think, 36 out of our 37 years of marriage. And those 37 years, we've been living in a townhouse. It's a nice townhouse, but we recently found a home with a garage and some land for a garden. And I'm just so grateful, not only for the home that God has provided, but also for the strength this past week. This past week, I normally get, tired just from the daily work, and I only worked 2.5 days this week, but I had dinner guests 2 nights out of that week, and normally that would make me, kind of nervous just to have it one time. But that and then moving, I just feel like God has given me so much strength and so much joy, and I can't wait to get into this new place. But I'm just so grateful for our church family, too, because I think about all the people here that I can't wait to have over to my new home. So I give thanks to God for strength and for provision.
For strength and provision. His love endures forever. Others? I have one there, and they have one here.
Okay. I want to thank God for his word. I am so thankful that he introduced me to his word somewhere around high school, and then I started reading it, and then later, maybe college-ish, got to learn to teach it. And I tend to learn from teaching, and I'm thankful for the opportunity because I've also learned over the years I'm not the greatest Bible teacher, but people still show up at my Bible studies, and I'm thankful for that because I learn it that way. And this year, we're just learning about seeing Jesus in the Old Testament and seeing that again and again, he is our hope, he is our provision, he is our peace, he is so much of just everything, and I'm so thankful for that.
Thank you. For his love endures forever.
From antiquity, we go back, my wife and I, we did not know the Lord Jesus as our Savior. We found the Lord when she started to take our young boy to the Sunday school at Grace. Excuse me. And we both came to know the Lord. And we are so thankful. We got to get our priorities straight in life, what really matters. And we were able to raise our family at Grace and all their programming, and they've all come to know the Lord Jesus, and they married spouses that know the Lord Jesus. We got grandchildren. Excuse me.
It's okay.
I when I think of the Lord, what he does and what he's done, I get emotional. Our grandchildren have come to know the Lord. Now we have great-grandchildren, which are in the number of 11 and one on the way. But what is the beauty part of all of this? As they're all, as I said to my wife on the way over today. We have a lot to be thankful for our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren being in Christian homes where they're cared for, blessed, and the Lord Jesus has taken us a long, long ways. I guess it was back in the 60s when we finally came to grace, and so that's a few years ago. But we are so thankful. As I say, our priorities were always our children, to raise them according to the things of the Lord. And it has paid off, so to speak, in the sense that they've known the Lord and they've had good Christian lives. That doesn't always happen, but we are greatly thankful for that blessing that he has put on us. We thank you.
We give thanks for the way we see God at work in our family. Yeah, for his love endures forever. We got one more over in this corner, if I may. Oh, we got two more.
Yes, that's me, Ronald. I've been doing in this church, and I'm not going to give up no matter what. I'm not going to give up. I don't care what the situation matters going on in my life today. I'm not giving it up, and I don't care what the enemy said. Forget him. Rebuke him in the name, the blood of Jesus, because I'm not giving up nothing. I don't care. I'm 79 years old, 80 years old. I'm not giving up. And I agree with this young lady, say he was 18 years old. Well, if I was 20 years old right about now, I'm going to still join the church for the rest of my life. I'm not giving up nothing, because I'm getting tired of what I'm trying to make my own God, and God means a lot to me, and I'm not going to give that up either. No way. Because that's what the enemy wants us to do, and I rebuke that in the name, the blood of Jesus. But my family was still alive, she would have been here too. But I'm glad, I'm grateful I'm still here, and I'm grateful I still got my job, and I got 2 days to work and all that good stuff. And I'm not giving up nothing. I'm tired of the way I'm living my own life, and it don't mean nothing. What means something is to God you trust, obey, and understand. And the wisdom comes in my life. I'm not going to give up nothing, never again.
Thank you. Thank you for that statement of faith. Thank you for your commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ and for your desire to have the Spirit lead you. For his love endures forever.
I'm Christopher Mergendahl. Been coming here for I don't even know how long. So long that I was at the other church. Last summer, I lost my job at Walmart after 7 years. And I know some of you are thinking, how can he be thankful for that? Well, clearly, you've never worked retail. But really, it's given me so much more time with my parents that I am forever thankful that he has given me this opportunity. I went to the ocean with my parents this summer for the first time since I was like 10 or 11 years old. I got to go to a water park with them, because I've been doing retail for the past 13 years and I miss so much with them. I always saw these pictures, my sister, like with pictures of my late grandpa, them going to the fair, and it was like I wasn't there because I was at work. And I'm just so thankful that he took the job away from me, but he's given me so much more.
Mm-hmm. Thankful for his many gifts. His love endures forever. We have one more over here. I think we're going to go right over here because we're gonna run out of time here. Yeah, praise God for that.
My name is Liz Suttmeyer. I've been a Christian believer for about 4 decades. I echo Ron, and I'm glad God doesn't give up on us. I am skeptical by nature. My parents gave me Tell Me Why, a book called Tell Me Why, and then a second book, More Tell Me Why. And I continue, my faith is just not easy. I wish it was, but it just isn't.
And I am so grateful that God does not give up on any of us.
Amen.
And that we can come to him with everything. And I was brought up in the church, was a philosophy minor in college, and traveled through all different paths of what's the truth and what's answer, and God brought me back to him. And what he has been teaching me so much is that in unanswered prayers, in my questions, in my struggles, in everything, that he is enough.
Amen.
He is just enough.
Amen.
And I'm grateful for that.
Thank you. Thank you. We thank God for his faithfulness. We thank God. I think what's so cool about that, and I think we're going to end there, because we thank God for the fact that even though the walk of faith may be hard, it may be challenging, he never, ever, ever gives up on us. He's relentless in his pursuit of us. And I think that's a great joy, and I thank you for that word of testimony. Because I think sometimes in the Christian church, we make it sound like the walk of faith is an easy one. And that everyone experiences just one mountaintop after another. But you know what, gang? That's not accurate. The walk of faith is a challenge. The walk of faith involves the ups and the downs and all the things in between. And I think God honors that faithful testimony that says, no, it's hard. It's hard. But as we heard this morning, I'm going to fix my eyes on Jesus, right? So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, and what is unseen is eternal. In this exercise this morning, you've had an opportunity just to hear from one another, to give praise and thanksgiving to God. And I think it's a healthy process for us. I think it's a good reminder to us of what is true and noble, right and pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, and praiseworthy. And it reminds me of this word from 1 Thessalonians. Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. As we shared our thanksgiving this morning, we can be assured that we were doing God's will. We were doing God's will. I want to thank God, not only for my family, but I want to thank him for Grace Church. I want to thank him for a congregation that I see the Spirit of God at work in. And I see it at work in small ways, and I see it in very large ways. I see it in your commitment to one another. I see it in your faithfulness to those who have fallen, and you're helping up. And I see it in those who cheer those who are going through good times. It is a joy to be a part of the family of God, and I praise him for it. Now I'd like to close this in a word of prayer and invite the music team to come back up. Father God, thank you. Thank you, thank you, and thank you again. Thank you that you give us your indwelling spirit, and thankful. And I thank you for the folks who are willing to share this morning. My prayer is that as we make our way through the coming week, I pray, Lord God, that we will remember that you are the greatest of gifts, that every good gift is from above, and that we will keep that in mind as we gather together, and we will give you thanks. And I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.